Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When that red ticker came across the screen on CNN on March 26 of 2024, there was news footage of an HSI tactical team raiding Diddy's home in Miami and Los Angeles. And it was at that moment people started to wonder, what is HSI? And why do they look like paramilitary soldiers?
In the bustling streets and quiet corners, unseen threats slither like shadows. But guarding America's heart beats a silent force. Homeland Security Investigations. No capes or masks, just real heroes wielding wits and bravery. Imagine, if you will, stolen treasures whispering secrets in hidden vaults, where drug lords spin empires from darkness, and where human lives become mere chess pieces. Enter the HSI agent, a chameleon navigating these shadows. They crack codes, speak the languages of criminals, and wield technology like a magnifying glass, unearthing truth from the murkiest corners. Forget Hollywood chase scenes. Their days are a puzzle of thrilling raids, meticulous evidence trails, and undercover stings that would make Sherlock Holmes jealous. They unravel the webs of cybercrime, hunt down plots before they bloom, and mend broken chains of human trafficking, one rescued life at a time.
So I wanted to be clear for myself and really understand, where did HSI come from? And why would they be involved in investigating, arguably, hip-hop's biggest mogul? Well, 11 days after the terrorist attacks of September 11th, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge was appointed as the first director of the Office of Homeland Security inside the White House. The office oversaw and coordinated a comprehensive national strategy to safeguard the country against terrorism and respond to any future attacks. With the passage of the Homeland Security Act by Congress in November of 2002, the Department of Homeland Security formally came into being as a standalone cabinet-level department to further coordinate and unify national homeland security efforts. That happened in March of 2003.
Homeland Security Investigations, HSI story, begins in 1789 when Congress established the U.S. Customs Service, and in 1891 with the creation of the Office of the Superintendent of Immigration under the Treasury Department. In 2010, HSI was formed within ICE from elements of ICE's previous Offices of Investigations, Intelligence, and International Affairs.
So with Homeland Security, there was a six-point agenda that was developed and announced in 2005 by Secretary Michael Chertoff to ensure that the department's policies, operations, and structures are aligned in the best way to address the potential threats, both present and future, that face our nation. The six-point agenda is structured to guide the department in the near term, and it results in changes that will increase overall preparedness for catastrophic events, create better transportation security systems to move people and cargo, strengthen border security and interior enforcement, and reform immigration processes, enhance information sharing with other law enforcement partners, and improve DHS financial management, human resource development, and procurement and information technology. And finally, it was to realign the Department of Homeland Security to maximize mission performance. Now, HSI is an investigative arm of Homeland Security. And as you can tell, they seem to be this all-encompassing federal law enforcement body.
So DHS is our third largest federal department after DOD and Veterans Affairs. It's, you know, the measures are various, but you know, $50 billion budget, $250 million employees, and so on. It has a big place in the popular imagination, but the sort of the brand awareness is not always the same as brand understanding, as Jane Lute put it to us on the phone. You have on film and TV as DHS officers rendering terrorists and suppressing charges and evidence. Is it Law and Order, Special Victims Unit? Jack Bayer's CTU works now for DHS as of the fifth season. Let's talk about what you actually do and did. What was intended when the department was formed?
If you think about DHS as a matrix, it covers kind of a system of protecting the country at a minimum at the border and within the border, although in fact the process begins outside of the border. It deals with land, air, and sea border, critical infrastructure in the United States, at least to the extent it can be dealt with by federal or national authorities. So that's its kind of horizontal scope. Its vertical scope is prevention, protection in the sense of reducing vulnerability, and then response and recovery, recognizing that as security, you're not always doing each of these things in equal measures, and sometimes you're more focused on prevent, sometimes you're more focused on response. But if you look at that horizontal domain and that vertical set of tasks, I think that's largely the conception behind the Department of Homeland Security.
I'm always traveling, always on the road, and the first thing I do whenever I get settled into a new city is I DoorDash items I know I can't live without. And it almost feels like home. Water, alcohol, a charger from my phone, snacks, food from delicious local restaurants, and breakfast in the morning, because you can't cook when you're living in a hotel. DoorDash, your door to more. So download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything from pet food to snacks to neck braces, alcohol, toothpaste, Joy-Con controllers for you gamers out there. Pretty much anything. You can get it. You must be 21 plus to order alcohol and drink responsibly. Alcohol is only available in select markets. DoorDash, go download it. Come on, get it done. Immerse yourself in the fascinating tale of Song of Solomon by the legendary Pulitzer Prize-winning author, Toni Morrison. A mesmerizing coming-of-age masterpiece that has captivated readers around the world. Follow the protagonist, Milkman Dead, who was born shortly after a neighborhood eccentric hurled himself off a roof in a vain attempt at flight. For the rest of his life, Milkman too will be trying to fly. As Morrison follows Milkman on a quest to uncover his roots and himself in his Rust Belt hometown to the place of his family's origins, she introduces an entire cast of strivers and seeresses, liars and assassins, the inhabitants of a fully realized black world. As the New Yorker put it, Morrison moves easily in and out of the lives and thoughts of her characters, luxuriating in the diversity of circumstances and personality. Whether you're a seasoned reader or new to Toni Morrison, Song of Solomon is a must-read that will ignite your imagination and leave you wanting to read more Morrison. Song of Solomon, a timeless tale that will stay with you long after you've turned its final page. Available now at tonimorrison.com and wherever books are sold. So I started looking around, and if you look from a 40,000 foot view and you start to unpack some headlines of other HSI criminal cases, here's what you will find with some of their other current cases and arrests. There was a police officer in Puerto Rico who was indicted on child exploitation charges. HSI Baltimore led an investigation that landed Maryland MS-13 members 24 years in federal prison for their role in a racketeering conspiracy. Another case, as a previously convicted sex offender, was sentenced to over 27 years for using Snapchat to produce child sexual abuse material following an HSI investigation. Now, I'm aware that HSI really looks into child sex abuse and that type of material. HSI in Washington, D.C. seized weapons and transferred those weapons back to Ukrainian forces. A Texas man was sentenced to 16 years for human smuggling that resulted in deaths following an HSI San Antonio investigation. And finally, HSI and ICE, they worked together and they had a case where they removed a Salvadorian national wanted for death squad killings during El Salvador's civil war. So human smuggling, narcotics, child sex predators, crypto, racketeering, conspiracy, and traveling to far-off lands. So let's do some common sense thinking here. Because you can't really get away from the fact that the HSI tactical team invaded Diddy's homes and took away evidence. Could this be tied to the trafficking of women to other parts of the globe? Could this be tied to sexual predation on underage minors? Or is there something more sinister that's going on here? Hopefully, we'll find out.
It was a record-setting year, with TSA officers confiscating more than 2,600 firearms nationwide.
In a single year, the Coast Guard and Border Protection intercepted an astonishing $10 billion worth of drugs on the way to America.
This is the most sophisticated tunnel that has ever been discovered along the border.
ICE enforcement and removal operations arrested 331 criminal aliens and immigration violators.
HSI arrested more than 1,200 from gangs across the U.S.
1,000 child victims were identified and rescued, with Homeland Security Investigations agents arresting nearly 3,000 child predators.
I wanted to drill down further, so I've spoken to a few HSI agents or people who've worked with HSI off the record. And their laundry list of criminal investigations is something out of a Michael Bay movie. I have to be honest, though, as much time that I've spent within federal criminal investigations and talking to criminal investigators, I'm beyond curious how HSI will even put this case together. See, the only agency that I think compares to them is a little known unit within the DEA. It's called the Special Operations Division. And within the DEA, they do these types of cases where they tie American drug investigations and criminals into an international case, going after criminal figures or syndicates that operate throughout the world. See, with the DEA and the Special Operations Division, they've done stuff like arrest the famous weapons trafficker Victor Boo, who was famously played by Nick Cage in Lords of War, and also was recently traded back to Russia, if you remember, in a prisoner exchange for female WNBA player Brittany Griner. See, I'm trying, and I want to stay as close as I can to each movement of this case and ask these questions in order to move forward. But like the trope says, in order to move forward, you gotta backpedal just a little bit. See, HSI and Diddy are strange bedfellows, or are they? On the next episode of the pod, I want to go back to the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s. and look at this idea that investigators within the NYPD and the DEA and possibly the Southern and Eastern districts were looking at Diddy back then. This was when he was on his meteoric rise. He was not a billionaire yet, but he was a superstar. So what happened with those NYPD investigations and the DEA investigations? And how should we look at those events now through this new lens?